Hi, and welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damien Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next 4, 5, 6, 10 minutes of your life with me. All right, so this is episode 12, the ugly truth of how people read online, right? And it's brought to you by none other than the Authority Rainmaker event, which is a carefully designed live educational experience that presents a complete, and I say complete, one-track effective online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. And we're holding this event in May of this year at the beautiful Ellie Calkins Opera House in Denver, Colorado, May 13th to the 15th, with a stunning lineup of speakers like Dan Pink, Henry Rollins, Chris Brogan, Sean D'Souza, Pamela Wilson, Sonia Simone, Jared Morris. One person who I'm very interested in seeing, talking to, is Sally Hogshead, because she is fascinating. I say that because she is the fascination aficionado, right? She wrote this book called How the World Sees You. And it's not like the other personality sort of archetypes that are, you know, like Myers-Briggs or DISC that describe like how you see yourself. Her archetypes, her personality test types is about how the world sees you, right? And they're based upon 7 fascination advantages. She calls those fascination advantages. They're innovation, passion, power, prestige, trust, mystique, and alert, right? For example, you might be the avant-garde who has a prestige as the primary advantage with innovation as the secondary. Or you could be the wise owl who's observant, assured, unruffled. Now, my friend Jared interviewed Sally, and if you listen to that episode of The Lead, you can learn what my archetype is, what Jared is, and you'll even have an opportunity to learn what yours is. So see the link in the show notes. So that's a long way of saying you will want to see Sally this May at Authority Rainmaker, and you can get all the details right now at rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. Now, onto the show. Now, I have to warn you, right? So what you are about to learn could depress you, could make you throw in the towel. But don't fear, right? That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you get over that hump. That's what the rough draft is all about. But what I'm doing in this episode in particular is teaching you, is showing you, is getting you familiar with 4 pieces of research, right? This is important for a web writer. It helps you see the environment in which you have to work, right? So this first piece of research comes from Jacob Nielsen. I've actually got 2 pieces of research from Jacob, but this first piece is from Jacob, and it's called How Users Read on the Web. The interesting thing about this study is it was published in 1997. I don't know about you, but I was barely online in 1997, right? So this research was summed up in an article called How Users Read on the Web, and the summary was basically, they don't. They don't read. People rarely read web pages word by word. Instead, what they do is they scan, right? They scan out headlines, they scan subheadlines, they pick out individual words and sentences, even links. And this is, scanning is pretty typical behavior. Nielsen's studies and his eye tracking studies further validated that finding. So the next research, 10 years later, Jacob Nielsen followed up with a similar study called How Little Users Read, right? Basically the same conclusion. On the average, he said, web users have time to read at most 28% of the words during an average visit. 20% is more likely. So if you wrote a 1,000-word essay, 200 words might be read on average. So let's fast forward from 2008 to 2014, where Farhad Manju over at Slate wrote a piece called You Won't Finish This Article. So throughout this article, right, Farhad has this cute little gimmick going on, right? He writes, I'm going to keep this brief because You're not going to stick around for long. I've already lost a bunch of you for every 161 people who landed on this page. About 61 of you, 38%, are already gone. You bounced in web traffic jargon, meaning you spent no time engaging with this page at all. And then about a third of the way down, he writes, "Okay, we're a few hundred words into the story now. According to the data, for every 100 readers who didn't bounce up at the top, there are about 50 who have stuck around. Only one half." So the question, what data is he talking about, right? He asked Josh Schwartz, who was a data scientist at the traffic analysis firm Chartbeat, to look at how people scroll through Slate articles. And that's where he got this data from, right? So he concludes by saying, at the very end, "We're getting deep on the page here. So basically, only my mom is still reading this. Thanks, Mom." And so the final piece of research we're going to look at is from the founder of Chartbeat, Tony Hale. And he published this on Time's website, and it was called "What You Think About the Web is Wrong," right? He exposes four myths, but there's only two myths that are important to us right now. The first myth was people say we read what we clicked on, right? That's what we believe. We read what we've clicked on. But if you've been following me for the last few minutes, you know that's not true, right? And his analysis confirms as much. In fact, he said, a stunning 55% spent fewer than 15 seconds actively on a page. You can't read very much in 15 seconds, maybe the first paragraph, and that's it. So the other myth that he exposes is this: the more we share, the more we read, right? So we think we share articles. Well, that's not true. He wrote, "We looked at 10,000 socially shared articles and found that there is no relationship whatsoever between the amount a piece of content is shared, the amount of attention an average reader will give that content." So, do you throw in the towel? I mean, why write, right? Why write for the web? It's a great question, but you have to remember, there are still 45% of people who do read. They're still sticking around, right? And this is really just the digital version, the same phenomenon in the print world, right? How many books are on your bookshelves that you haven't read, that you've been meaning to get around to, right? And think about the money we spend on a set of classic volumes that are never read, or the mountain of books lying in the remainder bin at your local bookstores. Listen, I've been guilty of reading a 1,000-word article online. I'm sure you have too. The question is never length. It's, is it interesting? Can you keep their interest? So the question, why write? Because you have something to say. You have something important, let's hope, and something meaningful. And I've carved out a career as an online writer. Thousands of other people have too, just like you. And I get dozens of emails and tweets from people coming up to me and telling me, "Hey, loved what you wrote. That was awesome. That was so good. I relish that," right? And who cares if it's just 12 people? Those 12 people, right, will eventually become 24, and those 24 will become 48, and so on. Before you know it, you've got 500 regular readers, right? But now that you've got those readers, if you want people to actually read everything you write, you need to focus on one thing to the exclusion of everything else, right? You need to focus on this one thing. And in the next episode, I will tell you how you can actually get people to read every single line you write. But until then, take care and don't forget, drop me a rating or a review on iTunes. And if you haven't yet subscribed to Rough Draft, which, by the way, is part of the world's greatest marketing podcast network, Rainmaker FM, do so now. Subscribe to my show and go check out other shows like Sonia Simone's Confessions of a Pink-Haired Marketer. Not only does she have a great show, but she's got the best cover art, too. Till next time, take care.